Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, this is Rashad.
Yeah, this is Unai. New York, from Penebridge, baby. For the love, that's right. I'm ready to give it all up. I don't mind settling down no more, being a baller. There's nothing I won't do for ya. You the shorty I see when I close my eyes. I wanna get my sweater to wear in a cold night. I've been searching for my whole life. I'ma have you walk on flowers until the end. Say I love you in front of my friends. Do all the
And hello everyone and welcome. This is Jethro on Psyche's Gone Wild. We started out tonight with Baby Paul with Beautiful Girl, and I hope you guys are all ready to do some really fun readings. Call 773-897-6461 to get in on the fun. And tonight I'm going to be doing this solo, so I hope you guys are ready. Let's do some fun here. I do read a couple of individuals over that phone, and what we're going to be discussing tonight is the energy and the development for those of you who are working on seeing with the third eye. It's one of the abilities. It's called looking without seeing. And those of you who've worked on this with Psychics Gone Wild know that a lot of our individuals here are not only able to see the auras, but also to work with them individually. This is working with that sense of being able to visualize that energy around the body, the actual energy that comes from the chakras, those of you who know and have been working with that. So welcome all of you. Calling in, this is Jethro. I am part Native American. I was born with the ability to be able to see auras, and then after a drowning incident, I was able to hear and do clairaudience. Since then, I've worked with other individuals through other institutes and other work to be able to help other individuals open their third eye. It is an ability that I believe that we all have the ability to do. So if you're able to work with it and go ahead and get, you know, the time, it's one of those things that can really be done professionally with no professional help. It's something that anyone that's been able to work with can put you in that energy. So I want to welcome all of you guys that are calling in. If you get a chance, go to my website. It's jethrosmith.net. Check out some of the things we've got going on. I do classes here in Alexandria, Virginia, also Tampa, Florida, and if you'd like, I can do it through the computer. I've had a lot of individuals work with me, and then we do classes where I send them the pieces of stuff that you've got there. So you're able to do it. If you have a computer, you can take it and do the class of being able to open it. I do insist that any of you that are calling in, make sure you remember that we do take this time for you guys together, and we're able to do that so that it's able to get in everything you need to have happen. So, you know, you want to make sure and see that aura. So take the time to learn to do not only the meditation but the work of it. I've got a lot of friends here that are writing. It's good to see you back. It's good to have all of you. I'm going to read a couple of emails here, and that's how, if you haven't got the time or the want to hook up with a reading with me on the phone, I do half an hour readings. One of the best ways is to do an email reading. I do, you know, this is what I do for a living, so go ahead and contact me. Send me your most recent picture and three pictures. I don't do those, you know, we give away a few prizes here free, and we do that, but usually I offer that, you know, as a service to my clients that would like to do that. It's a very affordable deal, and it's an affordable way to get a reading. If you're having tight times, you know, you can do it. It's about, you know, a little bit over what you would pay for maybe a family of three at McDonald's. It's very cheap. $40 is what I charge. So I want to make sure that all of you guys are getting in. I want to ask any of you that are in Facebook to remember we've got our own website and page over here. We've got working there, and please, if you get a chance, you know, give me a thing there. Let me know what you've got. We're going to be reading a couple of aura pictures in there periodically through the week, giving a little bit of a general reading there so you can kind of see what we do. And I say general, but it's letting you know the energy is working with it. We have that 1-point question when you do the year one, we'll answer that for you. Be specific when you're going with a psychic. I agree, I'm old school. So usually when you're doing this, the one thing you want to be able to do is to get what the psychic gets. Now, if you have a specific thing you're looking at, you need to be able to bring that up, because the guides will work with that. I've had an individual say, you know, I came in asking about my husband, and the person told me all about my health. They take what's important, because obviously to have that husband, have that relationship, you need to have good health. The guides will pick what it is. So, you know, if you've got a definite thing I'm looking at, make sure you've got that, you know, out for your psychic to do. So I want to welcome all of you. This is good to see a lot of you coming in. We've got a lot of you on the phone. Get a hold of us at 773-897-6461. This is Jethro. Looking at it. Really great. I want to thank all of you that had wrote and let me know about the pictures. You're really enjoying them. I'm going to talk a little bit about the picture. Those of you who saw the corpse flower, we took that in here. The picture was taken by my fiance Kay, and it was done in here in Washington, D.C., where I'm right now at, staying up here in Virginia. And it is the corpse flower. It, you know, the corpse flower is a huge, it's a an aerofluorescent in the world. It means it's a cluster of multiple flowers. It sometimes looks like a single flower. And what it does is this flower, it takes it quite a long time to get that size. So those of you who look at the blooming process begins with it, you know, it's a very beautiful one. The name of it is Charlotte. For some of you guys writing in, going, what are you doing, Jethro, with that flower? We took the picture together and do it. It is a flower that has some smell and some other work. So, you know, to be able to do that. So all of you guys welcoming you, I ask you that, you know, please call in. I'm looking forward to having that reading with you. So let's go ahead and do that reading a little bit here. How are you doing, 410? What's the psychic, Jethro? How are you today?
Good. How are you? It's Kathy.
Oh, my gosh, Kathy. Long time no talk. How you been?
I'm great. I follow you on Facebook, and now I know what you charge for a reading. I'm going to call you.
Are you? You live up here in Virginia. That would be very good. I was thought of when I got up here, I thought I would have some people that are close around now.
Yeah, I live in near Annapolis.
Oh my gosh, excellent! I'm so happy, and yeah, it's been quite a while. Yeah, I talked to you before back when I was reading for Patty. Patty Negri used to be on the show. And I remember you were one of our women then, and it's like it's so good to go
yeah,
in with the energy.
Please follow Patty and Janine and no more. So.
Oh my gosh, you know these shows that go through it. And those of you tune in, this is Psychics Gone Wild. We've been at it for about 5 years. We've got it. And I'm so glad you called in, Kathy. Was there any question I can answer for you?
Yeah. I've been like on my journey for 10 years here, and I'm trying to connect with angels and guides, but I'm not getting much except the numbers, you know, and a little synchronicities here and there.
Excellent. This is frustrating, and I've had this question before, and I'll tell you what it is, and this is what I was just talking about earlier, right on the right show with it, is working with a teacher to find that amazing gift. She was talking about numbers with numerology. She's picking up. She's getting vision of that, getting the angels, you know, with the 111s, different timing. It's one of the most important things to do, and this is why I really like solitaires, but I had three teachers in my life, and it's being able to sit down, have them look. Kathy, I can feel your guides are working with you, and you're still working in the healing field or something with Kareen, because I'm seeing a lot of people coming to you for help.
Well, you know, let me ask you this. I took Reiki a few years ago, and I had a reading, and this lady told me that my Reiki teacher really wasn't that good. And I don't feel like I have the Reiki training.
Oh, that's a good one. And that it has to be. The teacher has to, you know, the touching, I had someone in this week, you're going to hear a lot of debate on this. That teacher has to be a strong, because you want that master teacher to hand that energy over. I can tell you of a person I know that the ring flew out of the ring itself. It came right out of the setting when they gave her the Reiki master energy as she went into the, you know, the one, two, and then the master. I feel like that, Kathy, that would be something to look, and I don't think it's good to go with what I call back over base. So to get with one of those other Reiki ones, we do work together like I do it in Tampa, and I do it here on we do Friday nights at 7, where we have a group, and then we raise that energy. So what it does is it helps all of us light ones get in. I do feel that's got you, Kathy. I feel like that you may have gotten into one with it. There's so many different strains of you know, Reiki and different beliefs and different people that are doing it. And, you know, make sure that you've got that time that you went ahead and worked out with some other people. You know, you want to get in with somebody and get some past life work or some other things happening together so that you've got that always, you know, working out in your favor. So I feel like I wouldn't look at it, you know.
It was Ushi Reiki Master. I mean, she took the training and everything, but yet I never felt the vibe with her. So it might be...
Mm.
with
no,
you?
You should be obviously no matter, and I've seen this with other teachers. One I know that's really good is I know Candy Hoff. Those of you who know her from the Angel Works here on Blog Talk, phenomenal teacher, you know, and you want to get that sensation. I was fortunate that I had a client come to me who had a very strong gift who worked with this woman who did it through a church. She was through a basis there in Florida. And what I love, and this is what I really would suggest, Kathy, is, you know, look at that energy. You're a strong individual, so it takes a strong teacher, you know.
That's,
you know,
what
you just
I'm
got
thinking.
A lot of positive to give.
Yeah. What do you think, this teacher in New Mexico? I don't know. I was thinking maybe I should go there.
I love that. I feel really good, and I feel like that one of the most positive strengths that you'll find out going for your work and some of the things that you've got for this is that you can be able to take that time and, you know, go with it one there, and they're showing me that it's very strong. I also feel like that it wouldn't hurt you to do some of the older schools. Start studying up on it. Nowadays you can find it. I teach people, and I did it in Sedona, Arizona, and in Psychic Boot Camp. I teach people the crystal work. I teach people how to go back with the old labyrinth work. You want to be able to send and receive color energy, working with energy. Those of you, and I'm going to give a book work for Ted Andrews, if you've ever done some of his work in the aura reading, color readings, very phenomenal individual, Native American, who worked with animal totems. He also puts out books on that, on how to be able to use those old school things to do, you know. So I feel like, Kathy, that's, you know, they're holding you back in time a little because the guides know that when it's time, you're going to do so much help with it. You know, I just did a class here with some ladies for light workers, and both of the ladies were very strong individuals. And what I really was impressed to see was both of them right automatically went ahead and did the work. They were able to come in and do it together and get their stuff together, so they were able to learn from me, and I know that we're going to do some work. So, Kathy, you know, and send me a picture on Facebook. I can't give a lot of you guys free readings, but I will look at it there. I think, are you in my Psyche Jethro's chat room?
I am,
Kathy?
I am. Mm-hmm.
Just put your picture up there, and I'll okay it, and I'll read a little bit on there and do the aura. If you don't mind permission to lead you over Facebook, you know, open, I will do that. Usually it's a private thing, but I'll read a little bit, and then I can tell you where the chakras are going. A lot of times you'll find out someone may have a chakra out of your nine chakras that one of them is not flowing or working, and that's why your psychic gift. You have to have all nine tuned, just like a guitar. You have to have all of the notes there to be able to play the song. Does that make sense?
Right. Okay. And I will book a reading with you too.
I can't wait. It'll be good. Kathy,
okay.
You can be able to talk. You rock. Love you. Thank you for tuning
so much.
In.
All righty.
Thank you. We're having fun here. This is Psychic Jethro. I hope you guys are having fun. They've met a lot of people, and this is good times of friends. I've done this for 30 years professionally. I was a child, I read, and I always say that I started doing this, you know, really professionally almost 40 years ago because I owned a restaurant when I was younger, and I would sit down and read for people, and I had a teacher working with me on individuals. Take that practice. If you're, and I have my students will tease me. I have them go to a convenience store they've never been to. You want to have someone they never had, and you got to be polite. You're going to have that person say, you know, you're asking me, I read you, or I'm sensing, do you mind, I'm feeling, you know, and you be polite, you ask permission, you know, with the person, may I give you what I'm feeling or what I'm sensing, and, you know, you're going to get that for a few people who's going to, a little nervous, but if you're just polite and do it, you'll feel it. What I love about it is what you're honestly feeling with your intention or your energy is a good practice, and then I promote these groups, like if you're going to drumming groups, meditational groups, yoga groups, any groups that are holistic, new age, be able to do that opening and work with people, you know, and say, I'm learning, I'm practicing, and I did that for so many years that it's a great way to open your third eye, as I was talking about looking without seeing. I'm going to give you a little bit of an example, and I'd like you to do this at home. Take yourself a very nice taper candle. It's like a maybe 5 or 6 inch candle you can get anywhere, and put the candle in a candle thing, put it there where it sits in a quiet room. No lighting on. This is very important. It can be day or night, just as long as when you're doing your exercise, you have no outside electrical lighting, only the candlelight. Set in a relaxed posture. For those of you who use prayer, sit in that position, or if you meditate, a very calm stature where you're relaxed. And then look without seeing the lit candle, the outside of the flame at the top. Just relax. casually, you know, with your eyes, look at it over, just kind of look at it, kind of look away, kind of look at it, you'll start to feel an energy of, you'll start to see not only the flame itself, as you're obviously seeing physically, you'll start to feel and sense with the third eye. It's a good way to open that third eye. You should do this maybe 5 or 6 minutes, and then, you know, reach over and blow the candle out or pinch the candle out, whichever you prefer. In this case, it's not so important, as long as you put the candle out and then sit with your eyes closed and look and then visualize seeing the candle and what it looked like now that you're in the dark or you're sitting without the room with your eyes closed. This will put the sixth sense to work, because now your eyes are not physically seeing the candle as you were when it was lit. You're seeing it without. You will begin to see. And I've had very good experience with this. This is the old school remedy. This is called working with that third eye, which those of you know, it's located in your, a little bit in the middle of the forehead, off a little bit to the right, because, you know, our higher power had a sense of humor, and they didn't make it just directly there, but it's just a little bit off. You'll begin to see it. One of the great experiences I've had to doing this is then practice this exercise, visualize a room, and you're sitting down with a bunch of individuals. Make sure you trust the people so you're comfortable. And then relax your eyes for a minute. Close your eyes, you know, where it's not noticeable, and you can just relax and visualize what the people look like and what you sense. What's going to turn on is that sixth sense. That third eye is going to begin to see that aura around them. What's a very good experience you will often sometimes feel is white energy. It's you're feeling that aura, that live energy. And what's even better and what happens is it starts to go into a little bit of that energy. And you'll notice, ooh, I'm seeing a blue, a very communicative person. Yes, this person's very spiritual. Ah, I'm seeing a green energy, someone who's very healing, working within the heart, very Christ-white light working energy. So you're going to feel those kind of vibrations. Ah, I'm seeing an orange. This person's very power hungry. This is a cousin or a family member or someone you know who's out for the dollar, making the money, which there's nothing wrong with that. But you gotta, you know, we want to balance out. Let's say you're getting very primal red energy. Oh, this is the sexual friend of mine who's always making those dirty jokes that you shouldn't probably say in front of other people. Those are the kind of colors, those are the kind of energy you want to look for. The creative energy of the yellow is the mental strong of energy. But remember, now this is a good note. If you're seeing colors that are not pleasant to you, make sure and look them up. These are not bad. This just means that you may be seeing something. Good thing is if you see a beautiful, vibrant yellow energy, it means the person's intellectual. If you see a sad yellow, like a mustard, a light mustard energy, it may mean the person is mentally not sound, going through some stresses right now. So you need to read the color, and don't freak. I had a lady that got upset. She says, I saw lime green around this man. I knew he was jealous and he was upset. The gentleman had had a heart surgery. His lime was because he had some electrodes in there and some things were working with his pacemaker, and never been a jealous a day in his life. His wife made a big joke. She goes, well, I've been married to him for 48 years. And she goes, yeah, the big joke is he's had me dance with most of his friends and he's always been very humorous. So obviously the line did not mean jealousy. So don't put a stamp on it. Sense and feel with your gut feeling. There's another sense. Here's another really good thing that you can do as a gift. I look at this person and what do I just feel in my gut feeling? You know, I feel like this is someone I could trust. I feel like this is someone that makes me laugh. I like this person. That's not looking at the physical. You can't, I'm sorry, you look at Rock Hudson and you're like, or, you know, Robert Redford, wow, the ladies are like, this guy feels really, yes, that's physical. You have to kind of feel the person and feel in the gut feeling, because that's where it really matters. And you were very much accurate with it. So I'm welcome, all you guys. I'm going to grab a couple of the phones. I've got a lot of you guys calling in. This is Jethro. I hope you're ready with it. I do hope, you know, you can hear me here. I'm trying really hard with our technical. Blog Talk does that. So you guys can tape this show, and please use this on our shows, because they do tape this and over there. Those of you who've heard on there, you know, I welcome you. It's 773-897-6461. And I'm going to go ahead, 952. This is Psychic Jethro. How are you?
Hi, Jethro. My name is Julie, and I'm new to your show.
Hi, Julie. I'm glad you're new, and I'm glad to read you. I just welcome you. What do you think about the stuff I'm talking? Do you think I should be locked up? You were really quiet there when I first picked up the phone.
No, it's a lot to take in, and I'm going to be looking at the Facebook and looking into all this. So it sounds very interesting. So.
I love you. And see, this is what it's about. I've done this. I'm an old school. You know, I was the original. I lived in Sedona, Arizona, and Colorado, Garden of the Gods, and just, you know, born with the gift and working with, like all of us have. Julie, I feel that's part of why you called in tonight. I'm feeling a really good kinship. What I like and the angels are telling me is, those of you tuning in, she's talking about Facebook. It's Psychic Jethro 10. Become my friend. Become my. We got rooms over there. We've got Psychic Gone Wild Room, plus we've got Psychic Jethro. And what we do is we give away a few things in those rooms. and then we get you guys doing it. We want you to see the type of readers, and that's what we're doing here tonight. Julie, what question you got, or how do you want me to read you?
Well, I kind of have a question. I have kind of a problem because my family's kind of going through a difficult time because my daughter, she's fine, but her boyfriend of 7 years just up and left her. From 1623, she's been struggling for a year and a half. And I know it's another person, but it's affecting us. And want to know, I mean, this person was in our lives for 7 years and just called up and said bye. So he was just, acts like he doesn't know us anymore. So
I feel it for you. Oh, that's so sad. This is karma, Julie. This is the energy that this is going to come through for her. I do feel this person is not, he's not thinking with his heart, obviously, and this is so sad, but they showed me with the energy. They said that this is going to end up being part of this. Is it's going to help her later with karma realize where he was not exactly what we'll say, able to do what was needed for her, and that's what's caused her so much anguish. I feel like this is one of those situations where your angels and guides are telling me. Can I get her name here?
Yes, it's Michelle.
Apologize, I have to get her permission from her guides to read her. Yes. And they're telling me that because I can read her, because she's your daughter, and that's, you know, that's a link, blood, sex, or hair. Blood and you, with being your child, I can read her. And Michelle, they're telling me really strongly, very positively, that she really loves, and this person has gotten into a path of with her that later is going to be them trying to come back through. But we got to get the mask on her. This is to strengthen her up. This is to get her stronger. And she has a lot of capabilities that I feel like this male was taking from her. I feel like he was pulling from, it was all about him, is what I'm getting.
Yeah, the sad part is he left her and then he went out with somebody and got engaged, so I don't know about what will happen with those two in the future here. So
I feel that he later with him being odd is that he's kind of playing a game there. And what we want to do is we want to get her strong. And, you know, the old remark is success elsewhere, because she's got more potential. And really, you know, it's like the joke about a little kid. Well, let him have the old toys. I feel sorry for the one that got him, because if he wasn't good there once, the old rule is that if he can't, you know, if you can't commit, it isn't always just the thing of the energy. They show me that there were some sad things that will come out later, that it wasn't her. It's just something with him. I keep getting that. They keep telling me that it's going to we've got to get her to be with someone that's more of her liking. I also being told that she has some ability. We need to get her back into what she used to do. She used to be able to really see and sense her work and things that she was wanting, and I feel like she's able, what I call manifestating. Have her look up Saint Germain, the angel. He works with her real good. He's not always easy. You know, his stuff is a little intenser, but I feel like she's got a really good grasp of that violet flame.
Okay.
It would really work for her, and it's going to end up, I feel like, later on a couple of months, a blessing. I definitely have her, you know, if she ever gets a chance, or you guys, I'd like to maybe get a hold of her and read a little bit for her, because I feel like the better one's coming for her. I feel like this was a karmic lesson, and I feel like a Native American, the second one's better. I feel like that once we can get her to the really good one, that there's a man that's really strong for her, and that it will really be even better. You know, the one that's supposed to be. And that's part of why the angels stepped in here. It's kind of cruel to be kind, but it was a sad way. This guy wasn't. He was did this. He went off. And I do feel like there's a little bit of player in this ex, or what I will call him, you know.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You know, I'm so... I hope it helps you, Julie. I feel so sad for her.
Yeah, it was so... They never had a fight, never unexpectedly. All of a sudden, boom. So just like, I'm still grieving, so it's kind of me too. So anyway...
I don't blame you. No, that is a sad, and karmically that is, because, you know, it's like being punished. If you haven't done anything and then the person just ups and goes with the relationship, it's like you grounded in trouble with someone you loved, and that hurts. You know, that I felt sometimes, and we were just talking about the auras, usually you'll see this a lot with younger auras. It's like their energy is a lower primate energy. They're very good people. He's not saying he's, but his energy goes boom, and then all of a sudden he's over here. And unfortunately, you know, the person like your daughter and you and the family who's brought them in has to, you know, it's like a grieving. A breakup, a relationship, or even a divorce sometimes can be just like a grieving of a person because you've lost someone.
Right.
You know?
Well, I appreciate
it. I really like...
Oh, excuse me.
No, you're okay. Now, thank you. And I'm supposed to also tell you that you have a very beautiful wolf totem, and that your family and the working within that, you might do a little work on something with that wolf. The wolf is good for you to have, even if it's a statue, something around the house. They're very, very good. They call it magic because the wolf works with the moon, but it's light work and very positive. And they said that it would be very good for you to visualize, see with them. And at night,
okay,
you run a very beautiful dream.
She will be happy. That's my main crux. She'll get happy again. She's not happy. She will be happy someday again.
I will put that in. I wish she will just take a little bit. And I'm going to put out my prayers for her. Because I feel like the other guy's coming. And I see a guy really treating her good like she treated him. And it's just, we got to get her through that hurt. And then she'll have one that's more of her liking, more of a wolf that's more clannish. The guy she had was more cat. He was not wolf.
Yeah. Okay, well, thank you so much.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Welcome. I love it. Those of you guys tuned in, this is Psyche Jethro, and I'm loving it. As you guys get together, go to jethrosmith.net. You can schedule online. You can get in. I like to have people go in when it's good for you. And I tease you guys today. I'm sorry a little bit. The phones are a little hectic, and it's me. I'm just wound and very hyper. And Julie, I love you. I didn't mean to sound rude or cut you off. I got people calling in all over. We got a lot of calls tonight. And what we want to do is I want to get you a little bit of the reading. I'll get ahead with you. And then take that time, as they're all doing. They're going in the site and scheduling online. You can take care of it, pay for it, do it all right there. And then what happens is if you are here, I read for you in Alexandria, Virginia. I have a location. If you're within the D.C. area, I can read. If you're not, I can read for you through Skype or phone. And it's a lot of fun. I do insist that you do half an hour to an hour. I know people go, what? But as you saw, it's just starting to get intense. Please tape. I have had people tape for years. I had a very phenomenal teacher who, the reason that he told me, because you want to tape so people can get it. It comes real quick. I've had people say that, you know, I do talk real quickly. So, you know, I welcome you, but I'll go back over anything you've got questions, you know, before we're done with the readings. And what you love about it is I have years of it. I'm American certified. I am through the Federation, in the top 50 in the world here. I was nominated and have been for the last 5 years. So I very much pride myself in what I do. I'm very real and very gifted. So please go ahead and make that contact with me. Got a lot of you calling in, and we're going to go ahead and grab those phones here. 561, how about 561? Can you hear me?
Hi there.
Hi, how are you?
Hello.
This is Jethro.
Hi, Jethro. This is Lauren. How are you?
Really great. Having a great time. Are you enjoying yourself? We're kind of running through here tonight. I'm trying to get as many of you guys in, and you're
Yeah, sure. I'll just get right to the point. I've done a lot of soul searching in terms of what kind of relationship I want in my life after having several that were not good for me. And I'm looking to see if you see something healthy coming through for me. And, yeah, just what you're seeing in general for messages coming through.
Beautiful, Lauren. And I feel you're an older soul. Are you a water sign? Can I get your astrology?
Yeah, I am. I'm a Cancer.
I'm feeling that, and I felt that energy very strong, and I feel that that's
mm-hmm.
part of what's happening, and I feel that you are a
mm-hmm.
loving person. They're telling me that the relationship is going to be very strong also, again, with the fact of the water coming in here, and they said that it, you know, you just went through a period, I feel, that was, unfortunately, you didn't listen to your guide. They're a little upset with you, Lauren, that you knew it, but you went too far with the relationship. Something started to really kind of impose on your karma, and they won't allow that.
Mm-hmm.
They're not going to let you get in those relationships where you used to kind of take care of that underdog or that person that other people didn't want to, and it hurts you a little bit, is what they're telling me. They said the relationship is going to be very strong for you, and they said that you're going to be able to get into what you had intended to have happen, and that, going into what you wanted to become even more stronger, you will be able to deal with what you wanted is a relationship with and it's a water sign. What's ironic to me is that I also had to make sure, I'm checking a little bit, Lauren, but I feel like you haven't met the person yet. I feel like you have people who were karmic that were second karma or close, but you haven't met that right one, and that's what's getting you. You had a life where you had quite a few people before that you couldn't be with, and now you have them trying to come in and be with you. Like you're having relationships that start and they're just intense, and then something inside you goes, nope, not this one, you know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And they tell me that it's going to be later. I'm asking them more closer into the next time, and they tell me that it's going to be very good in the last of October. Water again, Scorpio. I feel very strong, very positive with you, and I feel that then the love's going to be intense. You have a lot of passion. You don't want a calm man. You want someone who's living, who's moving, who's doing
mm-hmm.
stuff, who's active. He's got to be part of life. You've had some kind of thing where you went for a while where the people were not really, you know, where they should have been for you.
Mhm. Mhm.
You know, and they're telling me that. They're, I'm also getting. I also keep getting a CH, like Charlie, Chance, something CH. I keep getting that in the name. I feel that's gonna be very significant too.
Mhm.
I'm asking, is it the last name? Sometimes they give it to me like Mitchell. You know, it's in the middle. Sometimes they give it to me the middle. It's Charlie. Sometimes they give it to me.
Right.
You know,
right.
It's Church in the last name. Just, the guys have. They
mm-hmm,
don't want
mm-hmm.
us to shoot ourselves in the foot when it comes to lady love. They know sometimes us humans can get in there and really mess it up. You know.
Right. So, I mean, do you see this as a significant relationship with marriage, or is it just a good experience? A short good experience.
I feel a good experience. I do feel that there's something about you that they're gonna make you go through these karmas for a little while of it still yet. I feel another couple of years. They're saying like 2018 before the serious person. But they're doing it for a reason. You have to go through it like dominoes to get to the really good relationship. And I feel sad for you. I can relate. I am a Scorpio. I have a lot of Cancer friends, and it's us water signs. Sometimes we can be the most difficult. It's just like water. You cannot hold us, but at the same time you need us for nutrition. You know?
Okay, so this next person isn't the one, is what you're saying.
I don't feel not yet. I feel like you've still got a little while to go, but I feel like you need to go through that before later. I also feel that there's also something happening for you that you have to be careful of your own energy. That sometimes I feel like love can get you in trouble because you are very, I'm sorry, old-fashioned. I feel like you're hard, and I feel like you're a good one. I feel like you're the one that you play for keeps is what we want. I feel like that
mm-hmm.
it's just that we have to be, like I said, you have to be kind of careful that you go the path and go slowly, or that, you know, it's not that you're, I feel like that they just want to make sure you go this to make sure you've gotten cleaned up karma this life.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Is there anything I can do to, to protect myself?
Yes, I feel like that what they're telling me to work with the angel Ariel, the young angel, and that it would
mm-hmm.
be very good for you to be doing lots of nature work. They want you out handling that, walking nature's totem walks where you're seeing the animals. You have a very beautiful bird totem. I feel like it's a meadowlark. It's the bird that always brings the answers. And I feel like that they want you out enjoying butterflies, transitional, out doing that, because that keeps you in the life force, and it also helps you bring that new love quicker because of that angel.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Very beautiful.
Okay, and then the person I meet in 2018, can you tell me anything about him?
I feel that you'll have known him and you'll have met him, and I feel like he's into education. I feel like he's got something that's very, at first I thought a teacher or someone who teaches people. I did think he also had a profession, like a lawyer who also teaches practice or something. He's got finances. I feel like this is a go-getter. I like this with you. I feel this is going to be someone who's going to give you that stability. I feel that you are a strong person, and I feel like you want to play for keeps with someone who's building and actually putting forth for the future. I feel it's
okay.
A good one. I feel like this is. I did get light-haired. I did feel like he was
okay.
Not real dark hair. Maybe
okay.
about.
And someone that I know now, you mean, or someone that?
I feel like that the one who comes in 2018 may be someone you know or something that's finally to where you two can date the right way. They teased me. They said you've got sometimes a fight with timing. Sometimes timing has gotten difficult for you. Like I feel like you. They showed me the time glass, and the guys are showing me like there's sometimes a little bit of a fight with timing.
Okay. Because there was an issue with someone named Alex, and do you see anything with that person?
I do. I do feel there's a good energy there. I feel like that this energy didn't get handled, and I feel like, unfortunately, I feel like this person really cared for you. I feel like but it didn't get right, and I feel like this thing's got mixed around it. I also feel like you had some kind of competition there. Somebody else was playing around or something else. Something was trying to keep his... where he wasn't able to focus on what he really wanted, or you would have had a stronger relationship.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That's
but you don't see anything happening in the future with him?
From right now, just as a quick overview, what I'm seeing is I feel like right now he's not able to go what he wants to. I feel like he's, even if it starts or tries to go, it's not going to go very far. Something's keeping his interest. Something's not right there for Alex is what I'm getting. That's what I'm seeing.
Something's like not right between us, you're saying, or something for him is not right?
Something's not right for him to be in a serious relationship where he can commit or be what he wants to at.
Uh-huh.
I feel like he wouldn't mind having a really strong relationship, but something's holding him back is what I feel.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay. So anyway, 2018's guy in education.
That's what I'm feeling. I thank you. I was feisty to read you, and I hope I helped you. I'm sorry we're good. Like on the radio,
yeah.
I can hear it. Yes. Cool. Thank you, Lauren. Have a great night.
Thank you so much, Jethro. Bye-bye.
Welcome. Bye. We're having fun. I hope you guys are having fun. Call in. This is Psychic Jethro, and I'm enjoying myself, and I hope you are too. Those of you who have a chance, please do me a favor. You see on there on the Facebook, let me know you've been in. Say hello. Say hi. You listen to the show. We got a bunch of you in. I'm trying to get to as many as I can. The phones are full, so you've got it at 773-897-6461. Just keep calling in. There's a bunch. I'm trying to get to you, and I'm just going to keep going down the line. Kind of give you a few minutes here. I've got a couple of you writing in to me. I'm only one here tonight, so you got to come in. You got to call on the phone, or you got to come into chat room. Go to Facebook, make friends, get on the line, and buy a reading. You're going to love the fact. I do pride myself on this. If you guys have looked, I've done this for many years and have a very, not only my accurate, which is what you want, but I've also been able to do this and enjoy it. And that's the thing. Go to work and do what you love, and you'll enjoy it. 856, how are you? 856-429. I got a bunch of 856s.
Hey, how are you? It's Rosalia.
Great. This is Jethro.
How are you? Hello?
I know the voice. I'm really good. I know this voice. Hi.
It's hers, Maria.
Maria, how did I knew that. I haven't talked to you forever. I love that. Did you see that I went to Venice?
Yes. Cool.
I thought I did, and I we were there, me and my fiance, and she's part of Italian. That was so beautiful. We were in Rome, and you didn't tell me that those guys with the swords around there and stuff that they used to, like, they tried to put the guy. That scared me half to death. I was like, oh, my God. It was the best food. You know, I do love the Italian food. I put on probably about 6 pounds a day, but I ate everywhere we went. It was the best
cool.
food.
Yes. Well,
what can I help you with, Rosemary? I love you.
I know I did some shifting and some changes. Whatever you can pick up or guide me with. Relationship, job wise, everything.
Oh,
no, I did some shifting. I know I did that.
I can feel it, and I'm glad to talk to you again, and it's been a while. And what I'm seeing is I'm seeing a new gentleman. I'm seeing somebody in your life, but I'm seeing right now that you have to be careful right now. You've had some guys that didn't treat you right or something. I feel like you're a little hurt. I feel like there's a part of you going, okay, you're ready for that passionate guy. I'm seeing a guy checking you out. I'm seeing a man who's watching you and something there. He does have a kind of a darker hair, lighter. His skin's kind of a little, maybe he's Italian. I got a little bit of an olive complexion, a little bit of a skin that looks European. I feel like that this person is coming into your life here. This is here in August. We're looking at close to maybe the 18th, 20th or something. Something's going to happen, a date, something going out. Something ready for you to be involved. And I see you nervous. I see you like a little girl, like you're not sure, but you want to start again, or you want more things on a stronger level.
Right, you know I went through a lot. So that iffy thing.
Oh. You know, the iffy thing. You got the iffies. I love the iffies. Those are the ones that remember that. That's a Rosemary thing. That's an Italian thing. You're an iffy thing. You know? I love it. It's okay. He says, don't let yourself get so strung out again. Don't. You've let some people get in. You've let some things really become more awkward and more with you, and you can't let that happen. You have to be able to make sure that everything that you've got together is working out in such a way that it's not just your guides. It's actually, it's what's meant to be. I'm hearing from your other side. Your mom's talking to me tonight. May I do a little mediumship for you?
Sure. Go for it.
I feel like I'm supposed to let you know that this is supposed to be for you to enjoy some of these things. You weren't supposed to just be out there. You were supposed to be really living life, and I feel that this has been, there's some kind of tug of war going on with you in the work. I feel like you're wanted and you're busy, but it doesn't put you in a good light. When you're working,
right.
It's all work, and you're not getting showed right. Does that mean?
Right.
That's really wild. I love her. She's telling me that what's happened with the energy is that you're being put in a work position that lets you be too stressed, and you're not getting to let your hair down and be yourself.
Yes, financial.
Financial, that's what it is. And I feel there's going to be some things that's going to come through. Remember those blessings, finding those other ones and doing those prayers, and those other work's going to happen for you. I'm hearing a lot of spiritual, of like the apostles, which tells me the Psalms here. And, you know, I'm not trying to really push the faith on you so much. Have you done some Psalm work? Have you ever sat down and really, you know, just sit and done the, where you read the Psalm and carry it with you?
Sometimes, like, I read it and let it go.
This is what I'm hearing, and I, you know, I've got one that attracts money, and you're going to laugh at me with it, but it, you know, it is one of the Psalm, it's the 119, and you need to do it, you know, going through it and then working with it up to, you know, the whole part of just going through that Psalm of 119. And like, you know, it's funny you said saying it, carrying it, you know, and this is the, it's the longest one in the Bible. I know people are like, oh my gosh, Jethro, it's got the alphabetic Psalms in it, but it, you know, you've got quite a bit, but what they're telling me is just to do the part of it, and to do the part of Beth, which is the, you know, the B-T-H, and then the Jamel, G-I-M-E-L, and then to carry that with you. Those two, the B-E-T-H and the G-I-M-E-L, will help you, and it's very good. Let me know. I do work a lot with that, with the spiritual, and you know, those of you who believe asking you shall receive is a biblical thing. What I want you to do is I want you to do this, because she's telling me from the other side that's what's getting you. And, you know, she wants you to have a nice guy to help you take care of things, but you're a little headstrong, girl.
Oh, yeah.
We love true. That. You know, no one, and I got to admit, I'm proud of you. You know who? You know, no one wants the boss. You want a good romantic lover who treats you good. You don't need a boss. No, you know, you want a lover. So.
True.
I'm so glad to hear from you. You know, get a hold of me on Facebook and say hi, and thank you.
No problem. Thanks. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. I got all of you guys writing in. That was a good friend of ours. And those of you calling in are going, Jethro, how come you know him? We've been doing this about 5 years. I've got to tell you, that's why. Some of the friends call in. I want you to call in. Call back in. Say hi. Let's laugh. We've got a lot of calls here. I'm going to find out. I don't know where 856 is, but I got a lot of you. We're grabbing the phone as fast as we can. We got a 252. How about you, 252?
Hello?
Hi, how are you? This is Jethro. How are you tonight?
I'm fine.
Welcome. I apologize. I got to get your first name here. Do you mind giving me a first name?
I'm Teresa.
Lisa, thank you. I got to get permission from your guys to read you. I'm Jethro, and do you have a question for me tonight I can help you with?
Can I just get a general message, whatever comes through?
Sure. I love that. I've done this for years, so say your name again so I get permission.
Teresa.
Thank you.
Okay.
Excellent. No, it's okay. The phone's being real wild with you, Teresa. It's like, I don't know what you got some static going on, girl. I don't know what you're doing, but it's making the phone happy. What I'm feeling for you, and what I'm getting with the guides and the energy, is that you have something going on where you need to be in more of a stronger work. You're doing too much and not getting the money. Something's going on financial. I'm being told that there's someone that you're helping or you're working with, and it's got love tied around it, and it took from you financially. I keep seeing like you're handling stuff that there's too much there for you. They're showing me that you're over, I don't want to say extended, but over pushed or over stressed something here. Something's causing
okay.
you a lot of energy.
Yeah, they're
I do
pulling
feel it's
me.
Gonna,
yeah, it's a lot of pull,
yeah.
A lot of energy that's being pulled out of me. Yeah.
Yes, and this is from, I feel this is too much. I feel like everybody's leaning on you, and you got to let them start taking their own responsibility. And the problem is, I feel like this one male or this person with you has gotten spoiled. I feel like you do it all for them, or you take care of them. They've got to start helping you. It's too much, you know. And I feel like you're trying to get, that's what they said, you're overextended, that energy being pulled. They're telling me you should carry lemons. Lemons are good for negative energy. It will absorb into the lemon and stop with you. I feel like you have someone who's mad at you, causing some kind of negative for you. Something that was like they were jealous, or they're upset, or there's some kind of a little bit of a rivalry, some kind of a, it's a female that is throwing, like she's like not liking or wanting what you have or something, and she's not helping. She's over here throwing negative energy at you.
Oh no,
it looks
what's
like an
that all about? Crazy. That's all. Yeah.
It is, and you're not about that. I love you because your energy is like, I'm just getting along. You know, I'm just doing what I need.
Yeah, I'm just told me. Where do you come from? Like,
exactly.
Where do you come from?
That,
right? I got my own stuff going on. And folks mad.
I love that. They go, tend your business. And that's what I think with you. You're just tending your business, and this person's throwing crazy at you, and you're like, I ain't got nothing to fight with you, girl. All I'm trying to do is, like you said, take care.
Yeah, I ain't got nothing. What are you talking about? And they just keep on throwing all this stuff at me. Like, what? What do you want from me? I can't do nothing for you.
I don't know. Exactly.
Like, what do you want me to do? I'm doing everything I possibly can to appease you, but, you know, that's not even helping. I don't know what your problem is. It's psychological at this point, so, you know.
Yes,
she's gone. Uh-huh.
And it's because you're happy and you've got a good energy and they're not. And people, you know, misery loves company also. They're feeling an odd vibration. They're telling me the way that. Now, and I know this is a little bit, but if you get a chance to do, people will even do extract of it. Orange is a really good thing. And I will put a little bit of vanilla or orange, and I wear it sometimes a little bit on me. People laugh at you. You smell like a cookie. But I love that smell.
Yeah.
Good. Is it all break this kind of energy? It reflects it back. For years, people use these kind of natural things with it. You know, frankincense and myrrh was brought to the sacred baby Jesus Christ from the wise men. What you do is a little bit of it, and it will send it back. I'm hearing that things are going to get real strong in September. I also feel that something is coming through for you financially better in September, where things are a little bit tight. They said, make sure you keep your own advice and your own friends. Do not let others try to, you know, get in there or cause problems for you.
I know, because it's a big move happening in September or when October, whenever it comes. So I'm hoping everything will be copacetic once I get to the other side. So, you know what I'm saying? Everything will fall in place.
I feel it will, and I feel that you're a good apple, and I feel that that's what's got you into this conflict a little of it, too, is that you're like, here's what I'm trying to do, and I'd like you people just to be good, and I feel like it's going to go through. I'm also feeling with a sensation that you got to be careful. You got a little bit of stuff there in the tummy, the grill area or something right there that
yes.
you lift. Yes, I'm feeling that, and they're telling me that you got to take care of you too. And this is, you may be able to slide a little now, but you make sure you're working with the people and taking care of that. I'm spiritually, and my advice is, you know, no heavy lifting. You're working too hard. Is what they're telling me. There's something going on.
I'm not
even
doing nothing. Okay. Yeah. No, I know what they're saying. Yeah, I know. It's mentally.
She says that, and then we probably see her. She gets up in the morning, cleans her house, and probably works harder than most of us guys do all day. I love women. They're like, I'm not doing much. I go, when you run that vacuum to where the kids have to jump on it to see you, that's too much, Teresa.
I had to put in the washer and dryer and install it and, hook it up. And then I had to take the old ones out because nobody's doing that. You know, everybody's sick or got a bad back today. And I think that's what you're saying. And I did all of that. You know, I had some help, but I did the majority of it. So, I was throwing around machines today. I'm a superwoman. You know that.
I'm learning that. You get that cape off and you get in there and start whipping. That's just too much. I'm like, yeah. I got to tease you now. And our family, this is the thing with it. Where does this come from? Where do these people get lucky like that? I could see with the Native American women, they'd be like, what? You get in here. You want that clean clothes? You would grab a rock and some river if you can't get in there.
Okay.
If you don't put
that's
it in.
That's what I'm saying.
That's what I'm saying.
That's how you do it. No, for real. Folks call you ghetto. No, you want clean clothes. You better take your clothes down to the river, hand wash in the tub or something, and hang it up. You know, you ain't got to be all going up and down to the laundromat. But that's just me. I'm special, so.
You're beautiful. You're speaking on the bitch. If I got to tease you, I don't. I laugh. My mom be like, do you like dirty clothes? You will not get start to smell pretty bad pretty soon. I'd be like, putting that thing in there. Like, I want clean clothes, you know?
Uh-huh.
I love it. Yeah. Well, Teresa Dick, tell me I'm favoring you. I'm glad you called in. I hope you enjoyed the show. Thank you for having fun with me.
Thank you.
Call in again.
God bless. All right. Bye-bye.
Cheers. We're having a blast. I hope you guys are too. Teresa's just one of our callers. We're having a little bit of teasing. Speaking of that, now, you guys, let's talk about boundaries. When you're in a house and you're doing a situation, we all help out and work together, right? What can you do for the other person? I do agree. If you've got a physical reason you can't, let's think of some things to help other people. How many times can you do something that, to help that person or have someone that can help? I had a friend that really, the blessing is called giving back. So you are to help three or four other people that you can, more if you can, but each day try to give back a little bit. And I know if you can't do something like we were just talking there, then find some way to help with it back. Give back to your loved ones is what they call it. So we're going wild. I got one more call in here to try to get maybe 2-856 776. You got in. How are you?
Hey, Jeff. It's Laura.
Hi. Welcome.
Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you. I got to tease you, Laura. Where are you guys at from all these 856s?
New Jersey.
I love it. I'm up here in D.C. I haven't got New Jersey. I was down in Tampa, and I lived in California, and I'm getting all these New Jersey people. I'm loving it. So,
good.
All right. Yay. Okay. I'm so glad, Laura. I'm feeling energy with you. Did you have a specific question, or how do you want me to read?
How about general, whatever you're getting.
Okay. No problem. And I'll have you say your name again so I can pick up from the guides.
Laura.
Can I call you Laura?
Yeah.
I'm feeling a little sadness here. I feel like you've got a heart of gold. I feel like you're giving out energy, but I feel like you've got something. There's a loss here of something. Something's went on that's done a transition. And I'm also being told for you that I feel like you're going to be helping more people. I feel like it's important to you that the things go in a process. You got to have it taken care of. You want this done. You want that done. I feel like you like the process going there, and I feel like lately it's been like I feel like you're feeling sad for this person. I keep feeling like there's someone you're either missing or something's happened to a person of yours. That's what I'm feeling. I feel sad to me.
I have a friend that is down and out, needs some serious help. And I've done everything I can to help her, but, you know, seriously, there's nothing else I can do for her.
Yes. Yeah. And I'm proud of you. That's very... Very Gabriel, very much that angel of the heart, and Gabriel's working with you in the laughing, getting her up. You've done everything you can. I feel like that's going to come back in a good way for you. They're also showing me something here of relationship. They show me that you have, I feel like you have some loving relationships there, that people really are just, they need you. There's a strength here coming from it. They're telling me that this person, and that I like the friend. I got a little bit of sadness when I started to pick up a little bit from her. I feel like there's a little bit of depression or something's not right there for her. And it's unfortunate that it's like you're going up against a hill here, you know?
Yeah, well, she's in another state. And, you know, it's very hard. She needs to get, what's that called? Social assistance when you're, I forget what they call it, social security benefits, and they've been denying her in almost 2 years now, and she really needs it to go through. Do you know if it's going to go through?
I feel like it is. I feel like she's in a fight, but I feel like it is. And I feel that's why she's up against the hill. I feel like later it will. The sad part is I feel like while she's struggling, she's getting so many people that are just, you know, causing... I feel like what's got her is people are, you know, while she's down, she's not got really much support other than you and others. That's why I felt so sad. That's what I got right off. And I feel like it's causing her depression. I feel like this is a person that wants to do her own way, but can't right now.
Yeah, you know, and I didn't know if you would pick up on that, because in the... She's in a complete. She lives far away from me, so there's not a lot I can do. I've tried.
No, but it's, you are doing a lot. And don't be, you're very, I'm very proud of you. The angels are telling me this is good. I am being told that there's something about a male with you that went through some situations that you still haven't been able to deal with all of it. I feel like you have to go through and see what else you want to deal with. I feel like this male is in a situation that's not handling everything. Like I feel like you're helping. I feel like there's something with this male in you that's not, like you guys are still trying to handle some of with the family or handling with other people. I feel like this male, there's a person that you're dealing with there that he's stubborn. They're calling me stubborn.
I don't know what you're talking about. Are they talking about... I actually don't know what that means.
Not a male you're in a relationship with or someone that you've been handling some stuff that he's supposed to be with you and he's not dating, he's holding back, or he's over being stubborn about the past relationship, something about someone else. Like his mind's on them and he should be helping you.
No, there's nobody. I'm not in a relationship with anybody.
Okay. All right, and I'll look at it, and it helped me. I'm very good. And one thing, Laura, they're telling me that this person, this is something that I'd like to, and unfortunately with the radio, I can't see your aura. I'd like to look. This may be someone who had a crush on you or someone you should have been with that didn't work out or something like that. I feel like this person thinks of you often, but I don't think you guys have been together for a while. I thought that this was a relationship where you lived singly or something. There's something about this relationship.
Oh, yeah. So there was a guy who kind of was a jerk, I think, and personally. And I basically severed the friendship. It was more of a friendship, but I think he might have wanted more, but it just didn't work out. And
yeah,
he touches base with me every once in a while, and I say hello to him, you know, but I'm not interested in him at all.
Yes, and I can see that, and it's sad. You were the good one that got away, and I do feel that he does think of you, and it wouldn't have worked out because he wasn't ready for a relationship, but you were really what he was doing. He didn't know how to treat women. There was something about his personality or how to treat a relationship. Let's just say how
exactly
to be good and loving. See, I'm good, Laura. I don't want you. I'm good. I can feel it. I'm just hearing him. And I got a really funny thing when I went to you said earlier, they said, this person was like, you know what, I'm like, okay, now, and you know when that gets, here he is ornery to you, and he's pining away for you now, and it's like, where were you when you could have been nice, you had your chance. You Jersey girls don't mess around, kick him to the curb, don't you, girl?
I'll tell you what, Jethro, it took me a long time before I did it, so I just walked away from him, and I have no regrets about that. I regret that it took me so long to do it. But I would like to know if there's a new romance coming up for me. That would be great.
Wow. And I feel that. I feel like you're going through, and your angels are telling me that was the other part that had to go through it. You know, what they want to talk about. And they said that it's went through some other stuff. You know, and they said that he went into another situation. And they said it even wants to go through what your angels are telling me, and they said that it was that you worked through such a karma of doing it, and I'm proud of you to do it, because I've been there. I've been, as a guy, to be in a bad relationship or a woman, it's the most intensest thing to have someone that, you know, you're trying to start a good loving, and you're giving out love, and you're giving you salt in your wounds. It's just, you know, it's just... I feel like he was a little cantankerous to you, and I feel like you're a good apple, and I feel like that was funny when you went, hey, you know, no one's taken this, and I'm proud of you. So it took you a little while, but it was cute. Your angels knew all about it. And you were like, I don't know. And I'm like, no, they know.
Yeah. My mom didn't like him. My mom met him. He was not impressed.
See, and that's a side to people laugh. I'm very much in that. I was raised by a single parent, and I, you know, she was very finicky. She's only liked about two of the women I've dated. I'm a Scorpio. I've dated quite a bit, I will say. But what I loved about it was she was very finicky, and I do believe what the moms know. Sometimes moms, they'd be like, oh, you know, the mother-in-law thing. I said, no. In the same breath, moms know, you know. So maybe I'm a mama's boy.
Yeah.
I hope not.
Yeah.
I love
but
you, Laura.
What, is there another, is there a romance coming for me?
I would say in your future they're showing me a yes. They're telling me there's a serious one with a ring, and there's somebody else that's trying to date you that you have to be careful. You're going to have a choice between the energy. One of them will want to date seriously, and one will be trying to see how far they can go in the relationship. And you have to be careful, because when you got people dating you, they go at it all force. You don't have people just wanting to be cash. You're an all or nothing girl. They're either really trying to date you, or they're just friends.
Yeah.
You're telling me.
Yeah.
What?
But when's that coming, Jasper? Is that going to come soon, or is that somewhere down the road of style?
Okay, give me your date of birth.
10/1/63.
Oh, excellent. So we're same year. We rock. Good year. Here we are with an October 1st brother telling me that's a little stronger. I feel like this relationship's going to happen real quick. I feel like you're going to be having some things with it. I think this person's going to be coming into the relationship way before your birthday. They're telling me to get July, August, September, just about August, September, so about September. I'm going to go the last of this month into September is what I'm going to go with.
Now, is this the guy that wants the ring, or is this the guy I have to be careful of?
You got me going here. We got to keep going. I love it. They're telling me that they're both going to come around about the same time. You got to figure out who's who, which one's, you know. So you got to call back in. We got a cliffhanger here, and I got to go because I want to know, is the good guy or the bad guy getting more intense?
They always got to make you work for it, and then you make the wrong decision or the wrong choice.
Laura, I love you. I do. Well, I love Thanks, you, Laura. I got to go. Give me 60 seconds.
Go ahead. Thank you. Bye.
We're great. No, we love all of you guys. Thank you guys for the new ones. I'm glad you called in. Please get a reading with me. I love all of you. You Facebook friends, remember to become friends on there. Get in the room. We'll say hi. You know, remember, stay wild. It is the way to be. Until next time the show's on, have a great time. We will be bringing in some new people. I have a new student of mine named Sohel from India who will be reading over the radio, so get ready to meet a new one. And also some of our old regulars. Dina Flanagan, the beautiful, phenomenal Dina from Maine, will be back. And we're trying to see if we can get Jan Bach Drakey, ask Patty Negri, some special guests coming. So keep tuning in to Psychics Gone Wild. You never know which wild you'll get to hear or see.